It is 1:30. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We're breaking into our programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. At yesterday's briefing, we heard the state had seen an uptick of 130 additional positive test results for the coronavirus, bringing the total to 4,366. We also heard there was another additional death from COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total number of deaths in the state to 98. We heard yesterday the state had 928 active cases. Of those, 113 were from members of the community and 17 were from prisons. Of the, from the uptick in new cases, the 130 new cases. Of the total 928 active cases yesterday, 305 were from prisons, 101 were from nursing homes, and 522 were from members of the community. We also heard yesterday 69 Arkansans are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, including 10 of whom who are on a ventilator. And yesterday, that marked the second day of increases in both the number of hospitalizations due to COVID-19 and the number of new cases added each day here in Arkansas. And as a result of that, yesterday we heard Governor Asa Hutchinson saying that the state is not ready to enter the second phase of business reopenings, easing of restrictions on daily life that have been put in place due to the coronavirus pandemic. We're currently in the first phase of the Trump administration's opening America up again. I think that's what it's called. We're in the first phase of that here in Arkansas. He said yesterday, we are not ready to enter phase two. And now we go live to Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Thank you for joining me for today's COVID-19 daily update. I first want to recognize a letter that I received from someone from Springdale, Arkansas, that says, "Sir, I know that you have extended the deadline for state taxes, but with all you've been doing for the people of Arkansas, I feel like I need to pay my taxes now." And so I just want to express appreciation for someone who paid it early just to help the state of Arkansas out. I thought that was a nice letter. And I wanted to discuss, before I go to cases, just our economy for a second. After Monday, all retail stores in Arkansas are open for business, except one caveat, which are bars, and we will make an announcement in regard to those on Monday. But except for the bars, all retail stores in Arkansas are open for business. And that's just a sign as to how people are ready to work. They're opening up. And it needs to be emphasized that Arkansas is not under any lockdown order. We've never done a shutdown order in Arkansas or a stay-at-home order. We've taken appropriate precautions and carefulness, and we've given admonitions on social distancing. But Arkansas, as is indicated by the logos behind me, we are open for business here and ready for business in Arkansas. And while we take the virus very seriously, we recognize the need to work and make a living. And we want to continue to the next phase to continue to lift restrictions on businesses and activities in Arkansas, but we have to be smart about it. But it's important to put it in perspective that while there are some restrictions out there, all retail stores in Arkansas are open for business as of next Monday. With that, let's go to the cases. Yesterday, we had 4,366 cases. We have, in the last 24 hours, a 97 increase in the number of our cases. That gives us a total of 4,463 COVID-19 cases. Of those 97 new cases, 79 are in the community. The rest are in the correctional facilities. In terms of hospitalizations, we have an increase of four, a decrease in four. So going from 69 to 65 in hospitalizations, and there have been no new deaths here in the state as a result of COVID-19. We have still under 1,000 active cases, so it's 975. And the new cases, as Dr. Smith will talk about, is pretty well scattered across the state. Crittenden County did have an increase of 10, and Jefferson County 11. Beyond that, it's fairly scattered across the state. If we go to the other slide, this is the 7-day rolling average, which I like to see that flattening out again on the orange line. If you go to the next day, the next slide, this is the hospitalized. As I mentioned, we've had a decrease of 4, and so this is the trend that we like to see in Arkansas in hospitalization, which Dr. Smith and I have always said that it's hard to dispute hospitalization figures. If you're sick, if you're hurting, you go to the hospitals, and that measures it appropriately, and that puts us in a good position. The next slide, we've talked about testing, and we know that we've set a goal of 60,000 tests this month. This is a new website, arkansas.gov/COVID, where you can go and there'll be a visual map with the designation that you can hit, and you can find out the closest facility that you can go and get your test done. This is a Central Arkansas look, but you can go anywhere in the state. And so the INA helped design this for us, but this will be a useful tool, as you can see, with all the testing sites across the state that will be expanding, by the way, to help us to reach our goal of 60,000 tests in the month of May. And that brings me to the next graphic, which shows right here in the middle of the month, here on May 15th, that we are at 29,389 tests have been done. So 260,000 and beyond, as the Rocket Man says. But we're halfway there, and we look forward with all of the things that we have going of meeting that goal of 60,000 tests in Arkansas. That's our radar. It gives us an indication as to where we are. And of course, even with the increase in the number of tests that we've done, we're still under 5% even in the last 24 hours. And with that, before I recognize Secretary Hurst, I'll come back and set the stage for her in just a moment after Dr. Smith gives his report. Then I want to come back and talk about our state parks, our lodges, and the increase in business that we're seeing because of summer activities and the importance of our tourism industry. Dr. Smith.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Thank you, Governor. Before I go into the numbers, I'll point out that Eddie and I have matching ties that remind everyone to wash their hands. That's very important. Part of preventing the spread of COVID-19. As the governor mentioned, we've had 97 new cases since yesterday. Of those, 18 are from correctional facilities and 79 are community. So our total is 4,463. Of those, 975 are active cases. And of those active cases, 322 are in correctional facilities, 102 are in nursing homes, and 551 are in the community. As the governor has mentioned, we currently have 65 hospitalized. That's a net decrease of 4 from yesterday. We have 9 on ventilators. That's a net decrease of 1. And we are still at 98 deaths, so no new deaths reported since yesterday. We have a total of 3,390 recovered. That's an increase of 50 from yesterday. Of the 79 new community cases, I wanted to give the top counties that are reporting from yesterday. We had 11 in Jefferson County, 10 in Crittenden County, 9 in Pope County, and those were related to a single facility, 7 from Pulaski County, and 6 from St. Francis County. I wanted to also talk about our testing numbers briefly. As the governor has mentioned, we are well on our way to achieving our goal of 60,000 for the month. Yesterday, we had 2,669 tests total with a positivity rate of 2.5%. Of those, 2,101 were from commercial labs, 217 were from the Arkansas Department of Health Public Health Lab, and 251 were from UAMS. So we're getting good contributions across all three. I want to talk a little bit more about testing in the context of elective surgery. We have had a requirement for elective surgery of getting that test done within 48 hours of the case, the beginning of the surgery. That we understand for some facilities has been a challenge. Although we still highly recommend getting that test done within 48 hours of the surgical procedure, starting Monday, we will allow that to go out to 72 hours when 48 hours is not feasible. And the last thing I wanted to say about testing is, in addition to those sites on the map that the governor showed, beginning Monday, all of our local health units, all the about 70 of them that are open, will offer testing for COVID-19. We especially want people to come in if they have symptoms consistent with COVID-19, or if they believe they've been exposed to someone with COVID-19. But if they've been in an area where there's active transmission of COVID-19, even if they have no symptoms, we'd like them to come in and get tested. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to the governor.
Today is the first day that our lodges and our state parks and our cabins are available for usage again. And so we're excited about this day that our state parks, in terms of the lodges and our recreational facilities and cabins, are open. And if we could go to the slide, it shows some statistics here. These are the occupancy percentages on some of our state parks. Devil's Den State Park, 67.85% occupancy. Crowley's Ridge State Park, 58. Lake Chico State Park, 51. Lake Catherine State Park, 43. And Morro Bay State Park, 41%. And so these are just a couple of examples of the volume of business and the interest of people in utilizing our great state parks. If you go to the next slide, it shows that our state park lodging reservations, 71% of those are from 71% are from Arkansas, and we have 29% from other state residents or from out of state. And so we're back in business. Our state parks are being utilized. We're encouraged by the reservations that are being made that are not that far down from 2019. And it illustrates that tourism is the second leading industry in Arkansas, and there's so many of our small businesses that are dependent upon this kind of commercial activity, utilization of our state parks, and so we're pleased with this. And the leader of that is Secretary Hurst, who's done a remarkable job under these challenging circumstances. But Secretary Hurst, if you want to come and shed a few more comments on this.
This is Stacy Hurst, Secretary of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor mentioned, today, May 15th, is our reopening day for state park lodges and cabins. And we will also loosen other restrictions. I wanted to report that the public has received very well the ability to visit their wonderful state parks again and enjoy the out-of-doors. As of today, our occupancy rates are not totally dissimilar from where they were in 2019. What these numbers represent are available rooms, and so we are optimistic that this will be a very good May for us. We are taking great precautions as we consider the safety of visitors and our staff. For example, if you rent a state park cabin, you stay in it for two or three nights, we will let that room stay vacant for two or three nights after that, have the staff clean the room, let it stay open, and that is the safest way to approach renting that room out to the next customer. So we're taking very careful precautions to make our overnight facilities very safe for our visitors. I do want to point out that apparently it's fishing season. The fish are really biting right now. And our very popular marinas at state parks will be open starting today. And they have boat rentals and lots of fresh bait. So I encourage everyone to get out and do some fishing. I'm also very happy to announce that today we will reopen the East and West Summit Trails at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. They will open at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Included will be the Highway 300 day use area, and that includes the Base Trail, the Kingfisher Trail, and a portion of the Ouachita Trail. Everyone should know that parking will be limited to the designated parking lots within the state park, and our uniformed officers will be enforcing a safe physical distance for our guests. But we do look forward to welcoming the public back to Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Also, the Ozark Folk Center, another popular park, the Craft Village, will be open on Tuesday, May 19th. We've run all of those protocols through the Dr. Nate Smith and his team at the Department of Health, and we are going to safely reopen the Craft Village on Tuesday, May 19th. Another quick positive note I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of is that Arkansas was awarded almost $500,000 in funds through the National Endowment for the Arts, and these funds are to be sub-granted by the Arkansas Arts Council to nonprofit 501c3 organizations. The grants will range from $1,000 up to $15,000, and they can be used for a variety of uses, including staff salary support, fees for artists, facilities cost, and even adapting programs to address the new protocols. So, unlike most Arkansas Arts Council grants, those grants do not require a cash match. The online application will be open Monday, May 18th, and the deadline will be the 29th. So for more information, I encourage you to go to the Arkansas Arts Council website. Thank you. Thank you, Governor.
Stacy, do we need legislative approval for that?
It's on the agenda. We've got the money. We just have to get appropriation.
Yeah, and that is, I will say, subject to legislative approval. And so that will not be out until we have the appropriate appropriations for that and we have the right legislative approval. With that, we're happy to take questions.
In the beginning, when you talked about retail stores being open, the retail stores were never closed, were they? I mean,
that's correct. Well, restaurants to dine-in service had been closed for some time. You had barber shops, which I would consider a retail shop, and so there were some. But part of what I'm saying today is everybody sees the national media and you see what's happening in other states about pressure to open up. I just want to emphasize that we are open for business in Arkansas. And sometimes people will walk by a store and say, well, it's not closed. And they think, well, the governor or Dr. Smith, closed this store down. Well, they haven't reopen, or they haven't opened just because they don't see the consumer demand yet. That's an individual decision of that particular business. And so I'm just reminding people that we didn't shut down. We are open for business, and even the ones that we had restrictions on, they are open for business. Everything in Arkansas, effective Monday, except for that one item that we hope to announce some decision on Monday in terms of bars.
Business is allowed to be open starting on Monday. There's no business that's not allowed to be open except for the
retail. Retail businesses. We're still having to address camps, and those are businesses in some instances, but I focused on the retail is all open Monday with that one exception. Yes, listen.
I have a couple of testing questions, and one is about the active transmission that you mentioned about you could get a test if there was active transmission in the community. What defines active transmission? And my other question is about the Abbott Labs machines that the FDA put a warning out about.
Dr. Smith.
Health Secretary Nate Smith.
Active transmission, the way we're defining that is fairly loosely because it's a dynamic aspect. Certainly someone who's traveled from a state where they have a lot of transmission going on, but if someone was in a community where we know we've had a number of cases, we've mentioned the Forest City area, I've mentioned the top five counties, if if there seems to be a number of positive cases being reported in a community, then we want people to come out and get tested in those areas. We're leaving.
Jefferson County has 11. That would be
yes, Jefferson County would be a good. Now, you know, that could change. I mean, next week or next month, Jefferson County may not have any cases, in which case it would not be so important for people to come unless they had symptoms or a known exposure. But we're leaving that as a fairly loose definition because we want to capture all those who might be at risk. And then you had a second question.
Abbott Labs ID test.
Yes.
I wonder how many of those machines we're using and what's the criteria now?
The Abbott ID Now is a point of care instrument that you can actually take a swab, put it in the machine, and get a result in 15 minutes. It's a PCR test, and the advantage of it is that it gets results very quickly. The disadvantage, as it's turning out, is that there's a risk of false negative. It can miss cases, particularly early in infection. And we received 15 of those devices from Health and Human Services, and we've put them out in different parts of the state so that those facilities would have an on-site ability to do testing. That's been limited by the availability of the cartridges, and it's still a good test, but it has to be done in the right way on the right individuals. The test results are most likely to be positive if the person's infected. If the swab is collected at the point of care and put directly on the machine rather than being put in transport media and sent off someplace, because that dilutes the sample. And the other issue is screening people who have no symptoms. They have a lower amount of virus oftentimes, and they'll be less likely to get a positive result. So using it for those who already have symptoms that are suspicious of COVID-19 to confirm the diagnosis with a dry swab at the point of care, those are the situations in which the instrument performs at the highest level. Doing screening of people who have no symptoms, more likely to get a false negative result.
Nursing homes or?
Generally, we would not advise, based on what we know now about the Abbott ID Now instrument, we would not recommend using it for screening individuals who don't have symptoms. It would be best used as a point of care device for people who have symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19.
So not nursing homes?
Well, if it's a nursing home resident who had symptoms, yes.
Jay. A couple things. What's the what was the Polk County facility that had some cases pop up in it?
This is a substance rehab facility. I don't have the name of that.
Are we starting to see any recoveries in the corrections institutes?
Yes, actually, most of those in the Cummins unit have recovered.
Numbers on that?
I don't have those numbers with me today, but we can get those to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are overnight visitors at State Park Lodging going to be screened before they enter?
You're talking about screening? Mm-hmm. You want to address that?
Parks, Heritage, and Tourism Secretary Stacy Hurst.
Yes, we will be screening and following the protocols as advised by the Department of Health. We'll also, if someone wants to travel from a hot spot from New York, those states, or New Orleans, Connecticut, New Jersey, I believe, are the four areas, they'll be required to quarantine for 14 days. So we are following all of the proper procedures.
Is there anyone remotely that has a question? Remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. Wanted to follow up on your comments yesterday about the concern that you saw in those 2 days prior in terms of cases and not being ready for phase two. Wanted to see, going forward, would there be a point where the numbers would be concerning enough for you to revisit the reopenings that Arkansas has done, and if so, what would that benchmark have to be? And also separately, want to see if the state's received a plan or a proposal yet for Temple Live for their concert, whether or not they've gotten approval for it.
All right, First, in reference to where we are in terms of the phases, as you know, the White House Coronavirus Task Force has given great flexibility to the states, but we do pay attention to those guidelines, you know, as guidelines, recognizing we've got to interpret in a way that makes sense for Arkansas. In the trajectory that we are going now and what I see in the future, I do not see any reasonable potential that we're going to go back on phase one. We're not going to go back and start redoing and closing down things and putting in restrictions that we've already lifted. So I expect to stay in phase one until we're able to have confidence in our trajectory and that we're not going to have a resurgence that we can go into phase two. Obviously, you can envision some theoretical opportunity in the future that, you know, there's an outbreak that is all over the state that you've got to retrench and do something different and tighten it up more. But with the information I have, the trajectory that we're going, with the confidence level that we have, I don't expect anything like that to happen. I expect us to stay in phase one and not retreating from where we are right now. We want to continue to open up, but we want to do it safely. And I think the guideposts that we're looking at would be both the hospitalizations, the positivity rate, our ability to test and respond effectively to any new cases. There's another question remotely.
Yes, Governor. This is Juliana Clifton over at Channel 5 in the River Valley, Northwest Arkansas. Just, this is also just a piggyback question off the one that was just asked, but our neighbors over in Oklahoma did just open up phase two today. Their cases seem to have been much higher than ours over here in Arkansas. Do you want to comment on, you know, why it might be okay for them to enter that phase and not Arkansas? And then also, have you considered maybe doing a regional approach of opening?
Well, we do work regionally, and I have a lot of conversations with the other governors, but everyone is in such a different circumstance in terms of their cases. As you pointed out, in Oklahoma, I believe they have over 250 deaths. And the last time I checked, we haven't had 100 yet. And so we're in different circumstances, but they have flattened it there in Oklahoma. So I just don't think you can make those comparisons very well. And I know that Governor Stitt is looking at his statistics, making the decisions and what they need to do as we are. And you can look at Texas and Louisiana and Tennessee and Mississippi, Missouri, all around, everybody's going a different way based upon their own statistics. And I did forget, Andrew, you did ask me about concert in Fort Smith, and they have submitted a plan for it. Have we acted upon that? That has been approved. Is that right?
They made some modifications that allowed us to approve.
All right. So Dr. Smith indicated that they have made some modifications that will allow us to approve that for them to go forward. Thank you. All right. Is there another question remotely?
Yes, this is always from Channel 5 in Memphis. Thank you so much for taking my question. I have two. I understand that the state is going to ramp up testing. However, the testing rate per 100,000 people is one of the lowest in the country. It's definitely the lowest in the Mid-South, far behind Tennessee and Mississippi. What do you say about the fact that the testing rate has been so low so far? And then I also have a follow-up question after that.
Well, you pointed out the reason we want to ramp up the testing. As to why it has been low in the past, it's the availability of equipment and supplies and capability. And, you know, we have been able to do the testing that's sufficient for our healthcare workers, you know, the top priority, as well as those that are symptomatic. I think it's given us a good sense as to where we've been in Arkansas, but we want to, as we have the capacity to ramp up, we set this goal. That's a very ambitious goal for this month, and I think that it will prove fruitful and we'll be able to make that goal. What's the second part of the question?
So why has it been more difficult for Arkansas to get testing than it has been for Mississippi and Tennessee, which are both, again, per 100,000 people, far beyond Arkansas?
Well, and the simple answer is that they were hotspots, and the resources went to hotspots. And so Mississippi had very serious outbreaks. They were able to get those testing capabilities. Tennessee, you can see the level of cases that they've had, the hospitalizations, and so they were a higher priority in terms of testing resources. If you look at Oklahoma, I don't believe they have tested more than we have, or Texas, and so you know that's part of the equation. I'm sure there's some others in some states that had a higher level of testing. They had in-house labs and a greater lab capability within the state. Dr. Smith, did you have anything to add to that?
Health Secretary Nate Smith.
During the first part of this outbreak, this pandemic, CDC guidelines were really to test initially only symptomatic individuals over the age of 65 and then open it up to symptomatic individuals. The focus was on symptomatic individuals because they did want to use our limited testing capability as a nation in those areas where we had the most cases. We had fewer individuals with symptoms at that time. If we were still only testing those who had symptoms, Arkansas would still be at a low level of testing. Since we've been able to open that up to those with exposures or those in living in areas where we know there's COVID-19 transmission, you've seen that we've been able to increase our testing per day. Last month, we were maybe about 1,000 a day. Yesterday, we were at 2,500.
Crittenden right now, it has one of the highest cases per 100,000 people. So would you consider that a hot spot? And why do you think Crittenden is seeing a higher incidence of COVID-19?
Crittenden County.
Crittenden County is right across the river from Memphis, which is a hotter spot. You know, I've learned not to use that term hot spot around you guys because it's very open to interpretation. I made the reference to a hot spot with regard to Texarkana just because they had a higher increase of percentage of cases one day, and there were only 36 cases in the whole county at that time. So West Memphis does have one of the higher case numbers compared to all counties, but it's certainly not one of our top counties even in the state. So again, you can define a hot spot any way you want to, but I'm not using that term anymore. So don't quote me as talking about a hot spot. They do have more cases than perhaps some other rural counties in East Arkansas, but they have considerably fewer cases than Memphis across the river.
Per 100,000 people, they actually have more. So Crittenden County has 457 positive tests per 100,000 residents, while Shelby County has about 378. So that's about 100 more positive tests per 100,000 people than Shelby County.
Yeah, I think Dr. Smith answered that. Is there another question?
This is
yes,
Chris
Mays,
KGB in Little Rock.
Yes, the Little Rock question.
Governor, I've got a couple of questions, one for you and one for Dr. Smith, if I may. You mentioned that bars are still not allowed to open beyond Monday when all other businesses are, but there have been some reports floating around today that there were some bars in downtown Little Rock that not only had their doors open last night, they were serving crowds that weren't practicing social distancing and weren't wearing masks. I'm wondering if those reports have made their way to you or to the ABC, and if you expect any kind of enforcement action to take place as a result of that.
I'm not aware of that. That information has not flowed to me. And so I think you have to sometimes make a distinction. I mean, restaurants are open for in-dine-in service, and they have a bar. The only restriction is you can't sit at the bar as is in, you have to be there for dine-in purposes. And so, Doctor, I haven't heard any complaints. Have you had any?
I've not heard those complaints. If you're aware of those, please call in to the Arkansas Department of Health and make those as a complaint so we can have specifics and we can investigate those.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Smith, yesterday the CDC issued a health advisory for what they call a multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children that's been associated with COVID-19. There have been cases in several of our border states, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri. Is the department aware of any instances of this in children in Arkansas, either in the past or currently? What's your assessment of that condition, and what would you want physicians and parents around the state to know about that?
We have not had, to my knowledge, any cases of this inflammatory Kawasaki-like complication of COVID-19 in our state in Arkansas. Of course, we've had very few cases in children in our state, but this is something that's of concern. It's something that's not been previously recognized and something we need to watch out for. We do know that children are less likely to be hospitalized and have serious complications, but this is something different, something we need to watch for, and also be aware that even though older Arkansans are more likely to have serious complications and deaths, people of any age can have serious disease from COVID-19, and it can even result tragically in death.
Any other questions? We got Andy.
I guess this might
be. Mercedes McKay with Channel 11.
This might be a question for Dr. Smith.
Just a second, Channel 11. We got one question at the table, then we'll come to you.
In terms of testing at the units for people who live in areas where there's active transmission, who in those areas should go get tested? Like, if they don't have any symptoms, but they only qualify because they just live in that area, what type of people should go get tested?
Again, the priority is for those who have symptoms, those who think they've been exposed to someone with COVID-19. But if we do have someone who's living in an area where there have been quite a few cases and they're concerned, then they should come in as well. They won't be turned away. As long as we have resources and are not overwhelmed with individuals on one particular day, they will be tested.
And then to Channel 11 remotely.
So with testing being ramped up and the goal of 60,000 by the end of May, how quickly are those results coming in? So when y'all talk about the positive tests every day, are those from the day before? Are y'all getting results back daily, by the hour, or does it take several days?
Well, in terms of the commercial labs, there's always been 24, 48 hours lag time in us getting the results in. They first go to the doctor and then they will come to the health department. And so there's a lag time with the commercial labs. That's been decreasing, and some of it depends upon which lab that you go to. In terms of the Department of Health and UAMS, those statistics come in very, very quickly. And so it just depends upon the method of testing that we accomplish. And just like the other day, we had a large amount of testing done in a prison facility. It took a couple days for all those tests actually to be accounted for. We give the results for what we have completed and finished, and we can account for, even though we might know there's going to be some more coming in the subsequent days. Is that helpful, or do you need more on that? Any other questions?
Have any of the casinos been officially okayed to open back up yet?
All three.
And then the decision Monday, will that include restaurant bars as well? Or is that going to be just sort of...
No, it would include restaurant bars. So there's some restaurants, like right now, would be doing in-service dining, but they have their bar that's empty. So it would include anyone that had a bar in their facility.
And then final thing, Southern Arkansas seems to be pretty clear for the most part. I mean, this is more for you, Dr. Smith. I guess what's been working down there, considering North Louisiana has been a little hot?
In the northern part of Louisiana, we know there are quite a few cases in Shreveport, but most of the border counties have not been that different. When we've looked at those, we've not seen a big difference between southern Arkansas and northern Louisiana.
Final question.
So yesterday, Dr. Bright testified before the House of Representatives on PPE coming from overseas, and his concerns that some of it showed to be only 30% as effective as U.S.-made PPE. So I was wondering, we seem to have enough. Have we had to return any? Has any of it been, have we been directed by the FDA to say, this turns out not to be any good, don't use it, or?
We'd have to look into that question more. I'd have to talk to all the procurement people to be 100% correct on that, and we can try to get back with you on that. All right, with that, just let you know that we don't anticipate having anything over the weekend. If that changes, we will let you know. And then secondly, Monday we'll be in Forest City, and then Tuesday we will be focusing on nursing homes and probing into that whole area statewide just a little bit more. I think it would be instructive for us, and really express appreciation to all the nursing home workers and those that are taking care of those in the facilities that do a great job. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief update on the numbers we heard today. Yesterday, there were a total of 4,366 coronavirus cases in Arkansas. That has increased by 97 today to 4,463. Of those, 975 are considered active. Of the 97 additional cases added today, 79 came from members of the community, 18 came from correctional facilities in the state. As far as the breakdown of community cases, if I can get this up here, 10 cases came from Crittenden County, 11 came from Jefferson County, just south of here in Pine Bluff, and the rest came from various other counties in Arkansas. Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith saying that as fairly scattered, even distribution around the state, 7 here in Pulaski County, 6 over in St. Francis County, an increase of 9 in Pope County over in Russellville, but that was attributed to a drug rehab facility. Aside from that, we heard today will be the day that lodging at state parks, cabins, things like that, those are cleared to reopen today, as well as some more popular hiking trails at state parks in here in Arkansas. The Pinnacle Mountain Summit Trails just outside of Little Rock will be opening at 5 p.m. tonight. But Secretary of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, Stacey Hurst, saying that park rangers will be out enforcing social distancing. But again, some of those restrictions being rolled back. Also on Monday, next Monday, of course, the date that indoor venues like casinos, movie theaters, things like that, they will be allowed to reopen then. But we also heard that the state will be extending their testing requirement for elective surgical procedures to 72 hours. Currently, if you do get choose to get an elective surgical procedure done in Arkansas, you have to have had a coronavirus test completed within 48 hours before the surgery. Today, Governor Hutchinson and Health Secretary Smith saying that the state will be extending that to 72 hours. Again, you've been listening to live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KYR. 4,463 total cases of the coronavirus we have seen in Arkansas. That's an increase of 97 over yesterday. Of that total, 975 cases are considered active, And the state's death toll from COVID-19 remains the same today at 98. Thanks for listening. This is KYR News.